BDG, and I am here with, introduce yourselves.
My name's Adam Parrish. I'm the career coach at Area 31 Career Center.
I'm Judith Lowry, and I am the instructional coach and department chair at Area 31 Career Center, the best career center in the state.
Whoop, whoop. Ooh, hot take. So what do you got to say about that? Why do you view yourself as the best?
I think we are unique in a lot of ways. Our depth of programs, we have the best instructors in the state. And thanks to Mr. Parrish here, we have an amazing collaboration between our community and industry leaders. In fact, we just came off of a very successful Next Steps event.
Yeah.
Would you like to speak to that?
Yeah. So our Next Steps event was this past Wednesday, where we had over 70 partners from industry, higher education, and the military on our campus to meet with our Area 31 students, as well as Ben Davis, JAG, and AVID. So there were over 2,000 students at this event where they got to network and figure out what they wanted to do after high school,
right,
whether it enroll in college, enlist in the armed forces, or seek employment. It was just a really great opportunity for students to get in front of some of these people.
And like, it's a way to like, so if you were to enroll like in college, you would like explain how like what colleges are best suit them, like with majors or like individually or with like a group?
Yeah, so it was outside by the baseball field. Mm-hmm. So it was set up very much like a college career fair. Mm-hmm. Where each partner has a table. So students were able to go up and talk to a representative from that university or from industry. So yeah, it was just really cool to connect students to what they might be doing after high school.
Okay, and then enlist like a military branches as well. So like it was just all around good vibes there too.
Oh, it was so many good vibes. It was a good time. Weather was perfect too.
What did you learn while on your time there? If you learned anything?
For me or the student?
Both, really.
I think for the student, just learn that there's so much more out there than they might previously been exposed to,
right?
Because you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. So this is a good opportunity to go up and talk to someone you may have never met before, right, or an industry that you didn't know anything about.
Okay, and like, do you have anything individually you learn?
Oh, for me,
students, about just, any students or
just planning. Like planning these events. Like I always try to refine and make it more meaningful for both our students and our partners. Mm-hmm. So I have some ideas to make it better next year.
Talk about planning events. One thing we're really trying to get off the ground is an alumni association.
Yeah.
For all of your listeners, if you are an alum of maybe our program here, WBDG or BDTV or any of our other wonderful programs, please connect with us. We would love to have you come back and be a part of what we're doing now.
And how would they be able to go back to contact you guys if they have it?
Just go to area31careercenter.com, and there is a tab specific to our alumni where you could fill out just a form to connect with us, because we know that students want to hear from people their own age or who have done the same things that they did.
Right.
So bringing back our alumni will just make what we do even more impactful.
Okay, and then you guys say you have like some events planned next year. Do you have like what type of events like specifically would you have planned?
Ooh. We got so many events planned for next year.
Go ahead.
So starting the year off strong is our annual Partnership Day event, where we always have usually over 100 industry partners. It's very similar to our Next Steps, but I think Partnership Day is just on another level because so many of our vendors bring in some outside equipment. Like Duke Energy brought their bucket trucks and lined our parking lot full. USIC, the underground utility locator company, they were out. They had some fun equipment that students could check out. So that will start our school year off strong. And then we have various events, like we have our advisory board dinner. So all of our programs have what's called an advisory board. So we bring in all those folks. We feed them. We have a meeting. And it's just a really good time to bring everyone to our campus and just to help establish where our programs will go in the future.
Mm-hmm. And what are your thoughts? Like, you're going to piggyback off of him? Or, like, how would you, like, go about your... your events, like how would you think about the events? What's your thoughts on the events? I'm sorry.
We have certain events that we do the same every year, but then what's really neat is that we'll also have events that are program specific.
Okay.
Not so for instance, our CNA program is turning out over 90 CNAs this year, so we're having a special CNA pinning ceremony this year. So sometimes we're doing things that are for the whole career center and sometimes they're for a program. In fact, our EMS program, so those who want to be like paramedics, they're actually this Friday and Saturday, they are off at Jamison Camp learning wilderness training. So some EMS and EMTs, they're actually out in places that aren't accessible with ambulances. So they're out learning how you do rescues and provide that first aid out in the wilderness. So some of our events are very program specific. Others aren't. One other thing I want to talk about, for a lot of our students, they've said to themselves at some point, hey, I should get paid for going to school. So I want to highlight a little bit about our work-based learning programs. So for a lot of our programs, if you do 1 year in the program, we have work-based learning the second year, which is kind of the best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. So I'll talk a minute about our early childhood education program. So you do 1 year, get those 9 credit hours from Ivy Tech. That also allows you to do our internship program, which is paid. So you are out in the field working 3 to 4 hours a day, getting paid. You're also taking your CDA class online with our instructor. At the end, you're earning your CDA, so that beginning level accreditation. You can then work that into your associate or bachelor's degree. But as a senior, you're getting paid to go to school. So you're half day out in the field, half day back at your home school. And it's kind of a neat way. And a lot of my students will even want, those students will want to go back out and work a little bit after school. But we have many programs that have work-based learning components to them. So you're getting that real on-the-job training. And again, getting a deeper understanding about what that career will entail in the future. So we're a great place for students to come and try it. And we have a lot of students who will maybe do criminal justice 1 year and be like, that was great, but I also want to try early childhood because I think I might want to be an advocate for early childhood, smaller children, teeny humans, in our criminal justice system. So, or I might try our CNA program, but I really want to try our pharmacy. So you get to try out a lot of different programs before you get to college and it starts costing you a lot of money.
So it's like similar, like on-the-job training, pretty much, essentially? Mm-hmm. So, when you were like little, right? When you were in school, did you wish you had like some program like this? Like, a program like this would help you out and like it would have been a big help?
Well, one of the things that people will say when they come in and tour is you're like the best kept secret. We always say, we don't want to be a secret. Please tell everyone. Because every high school in Indiana does have a career center. I just think we have a great team who goes out to all of our sending schools and they talk to the incoming middle schoolers. Because I don't know if you remember, but a lot of students now are putting together their 4-year plan for high school in 8th grade. Absolutely. So it's really important we get out and we speak to those 8th graders so that they know we can be a part of their 4-year plan. And it's all students. Some of our students want to enroll in college. Some of our students want to employ. Some of our students want to enlist. We have our programs fit with every single one of those directions. Mm-hmm. So it's about getting out there and us not being a secret anymore.
Yeah, that's so. Every year we have preview days where we bring in 8th and 9th graders from our sending schools, mm-hmm. because Area 31, it not just services Wayne Township students, but students across 11 different school districts. Wow. So all of Hendricks County, part of Morgan County, and part of Marion County as well. So we have preview days where we bring them in. Students can walk through our programs, experience, you know, what our high school students are doing, so they could see it, walk it, feel it. And I think that's really important, the power of place, getting boots on the ground to see if it is a good fit, because that's what it's all about. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that this is the right fit for you,
right?
Because what you learn here can translate directly into the workforce if you so choose to go that route. So that's the one thing I really love about Area 31 is just having those career exposure, career exploration events for some of the younger students to see if, you know, maybe this is what I want to do after high school.
And then, a question: would there be like different? Like, what are the requirements? Like, is there like certain requirements do a student has to meet in order to like reach, like, go to a different area a career course?
Yeah. So for our career center, mm-hmm. we look at 3 things: grades, attendance, and discipline. Mm-hmm. You got to have a good GPA. You got to come to school often and frequently. Can't have a lot of unexcused absences, and you can't be suspended. Okay.
Absolutely.
We hold our students accountable for their actions, so. A lot of times, like our construction, if you make a mistake or if you're just goofing off, that could injure someone else. So we have those high expectations and we hold students accountable for their actions in all of our programs. So that's why we look at those 3 things specifically.
And we've been so popular. I'm so proud. We have expanded four of our programs. We have a satellite campus in wow. Brownsburg. So our pre-nursing, our medical assisting, our criminal justice, and our cyber. So we've expanded, and we're always looking to expand additional programs. So it's not that we want to turn away students, but we just need mm-hmm. to make sure that the right students are in the right program to fit their needs. So mm-hmm. we definitely work really hard. One thing some people might also not know is that we have four early college programs. So some of our programs, our students can leave with associate degrees from Vincent's University. Mm-hmm. So for instance, our pharmacy tech program has been very successful at awarding associate degrees. So with the cost of college being so high, we're a great alternative to get some of that college out of the way for free or very mm-hmm. close to free, depending on the program. So our precision machining, our pharmacy tech, our culinary, and our, why is my mind
blanking?
Cybersecurity, mm-hmm. all have early college pathways. So that's really exciting for students who would like to go ahead and get that associate degree out of the way before they even leave high school.
Absolutely. And there also is also a way to like earn, but like they'll be able to earn like their dual credits in those classes as well.
Yeah, so those dual credits equal the associate degree, but other programs have a lot of dual credits as well. Mm-hmm. So it's not just those four programs. Some of them will have technical certificates, but all of our programs have some sort of certification mm-hmm. at the end for mm-hmm. that employability.
All right.
Yeah. So I was just going to piggyback off that and say, you know, all of our programs do have that dual credit except for one, and that's dental. But our students at the end of that program can take a national certification, mm-hmm. and really that sets you up to work anywhere in the U.S. So,
mm-hmm. All right. Well, that was my spiel. So, yeah, thank you guys for listening, and thank you guys for joining me.
Yeah,
thank
of course.
This interview was fun. I love you.
Have a great marathon.
I love it. So,
thanks.
I'm really outgoing, friendly person. Sorry.
Have a good one.
But have a good one. Thank you, guys.
Oh, yeah, that I'm winning.